This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Today is Monday, the 19th of October. How do you do? I hope you do well. I hope you had a good weekend. Everybody is ready. Well, Jen was not ready because she was up late last night, and her dad said she needed to sleep this morning. So, Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen on the DGV program to celebrate National New Friends Day. Victoria, let's all of us try to find a new friend. Actually, it rolls around every year on this date. It's about making room for new connections in your life. Why do we do it just on this day? I suppose it is a way for us to focus on it, but don't you look... Oh, well, I guess I'm curious as to how you find new friends, Victoria. How do friends find you? It's just an organic kind of a thing, isn't it? We all have people we meet socially and otherwise, business-wise, and we all know that there are some people we click with and others, not so much. So, out there, your charge today is make new friends. I think we're all friends here. Do you think I would be friends with all of your friends? And do you think you'd be friends with all of my friends? Because you and I are friends.
Right.
Would that lead to other friendships? What do you think?
I think you would actually love my group of friends. I think you would get... I could just picture you getting a chuckle out of... Because it's a pretty eclectic group, but it's lots of love, so I think you would really like that. Mm-hmm. I don't really... I think I'd probably... I don't really know, to be honest, like, who your closest friends are. So, because I hear about Sneaker a lot on the farm.
Well, Sneaker's on the farm. The people that I work with, whether it be here or on the farm... or in the political realities, because I'm very active in the political, I don't know, in government affairs. And so there are people that I've made great friends with over the years who are involved politically. And then there are neighbors, a few neighbors that I have great friendships with. I'm not really the friendly type. I don't know if that's... I'm not somebody who goes out. I am pretty much... I'm a loner to a point, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. Mm-hmm. I do like the company of others, but I like the time that I spend by myself. Maybe that's because a lot of my time is so occupied, and there may be some deep psychological reason for that. There always is. Remember, there's something special about you, something different about you. There's a reason for that, and it isn't negative. It isn't bad. It just is the way you are. Some people can't spend time with just one person. You know, you get into a relationship... And I feel like your relationship with your husband, for example, he's your best friend. That's what I get out of listening to you talk about him. And I figure that you guys will stay together. It just feels like that's the way it is, although we all change over the years. But I don't know that we change enough.
But
that's one of the things.
We met each other in our 30s. We were, you know, like I feel like we got through all the stupid stuff in our 20s. So we were ready when we met each other.
Yeah. Right. But some people, no matter what their age, they're not capable of keeping that friendship because, if you're going to spend a lot of time with somebody and be with them for a long time, that means you got to get to know them. You feel like one of the things about the pandemic that has surfaced that we've talked about many times, you know, how many people are unhappy with the partners that they have and how it's a sayonara city for a lot of marriages.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the ancillary side effects, one of the many things that are changing in our society, the way people sort of pack. They get into groups of singular, multiple ways of having friends because a lot of people have been distanced. You have also done a great job keeping your friends together because you have your Zoom meetings. You have your, let's have a drink.
Especially for our friends who live alone or who are single, that's been important for us to keep checking in. And then, you know, this has been months now that we've been doing this. And so it's, I feel like both Lewis and I said the other night, because we had a really fun Friday night with friends on Zoom. And if life goes back to normal, we're going to miss that. because we actually see, we see our friends more regularly over Zoom than we did, you know, just in regular real life where you're trying to meet at a at a bar or you're trying to meet up at a restaurant or, you know, it's tougher for friends who live further away. So, mm-hmm. It's been really nice having everybody just kind of on the other end of a screen. I actually have really liked that.
Yeah. You know, I was looking at friends and family and that sort of thing. I saw something over the weekend that distressed me because I think it's so typical of what happens today. Kim Kardashian, I don't know if you saw that interview with her. She said she was warned not to step foot in the White House with Trump there or it would ruin her reputation.
Who said that to her?
David Letterman. She was on.
I haven't seen that interview yet. I had that earmarked. Apparently, it's a pretty. First of all, David Letterman to me, I know he was kind of polarizing. He was always my favorite late night host. I just loved him, and I think that he got a lot of out of interviews with people. And I think that in this format of this one on one, you know, my next guest needs no introduction. I think is the name of it. I think he's done an incredible job. And has conducted really insightful interviews. I've seen clips where she's actually in tears at one point talking about Kanye, and I think that she gets pretty real. But I'm not surprised. I don't know. I think that it's a sad state of affairs.
If you went to the White House, would your friends say, "You're not my friend anymore"? Back to the French, the way the friendship thing works? Because there are people, that shows you that your friendship isn't worth much. It's very shallow.
Right.
Very shallow. If that sort of thing, I remember a long time ago when there was a lady named Ellen Ratner associated with this program, she was always astounded that people who she knew well might have Republican friends. Well, you're a friend? She's a Republican? Yeah, that kind of stuff. It's kind of like a Christian would say, "Oh, you're friends with a Jew?"
Yeah.
It's that kind of stupid stuff that is.
But I will say this, though. I grew up in a very, most of my parents' friends are Republicans. And so we were really one of the two Democratic families in their circle of friends. And so I grew up with their kids who were also raised Republican. So I've had a diverse background, and I think that's part of the reason why I can have conversations with people on the other side of the aisle and no one like explodes and ends the friendship over it. But I do believe, though, that there is something I'm trying to say this delicately. I think that it's been a lot easier to be friends with people regardless of where their political beliefs are. It's been easier to do that pre-Trump. There is something that's incredibly polarizing about him.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Yeah.
And for whatever reason, and I don't know the answer, but for whatever reason, it's now a lot more difficult, I think, for people to maintain those friendships, whereas when it was George W. Bush or H.W. or Clinton or, you know, even Obama, I think that it was easier.
It's just his personality.
And it's a shame because I feel like it's rubbed off on a lot of people. And,
I think it
has. Too bad.
I had this conversation yesterday with a friend of mine who was a Trump supporter first time around and said he wasn't going to vote for him this time around. Not that he didn't do good things, because he did. And I frankly say this many times. Many of the policies that he's enacted or supported are things that I support. It's just the way, and it's made people so uncomfortable. That's the difference. You want to have somebody there. And I say this not only about that job, but like the mayor of my community, she's extraordinarily polarizing. And whether she's done anything good or not, she's dispelled or she's dismissed so many people that have tried to help, that had good ideas because she didn't like them or she didn't want to, it wasn't her idea, that kind of stuff. That's not leadership. And that's really what you got to have. I don't know whether Biden and Harris, my read on Harris, people are saying, "Well, you're judging her on something that happened." How many years ago was 1993? 27 years ago? 37 years ago. Was it 30? Yeah, it was 37 years ago. And when she first got into public service. So maybe, but I've watched her over the years, and that's why I kind of have the same thought, especially when she came back to the surface. I mean, I pay attention to her when I'm in California and what she was doing there as a senator, and before that she was an attorney general or whatever she was.
She was attorney general, right?
Yeah. So, but the way that she handles herself, and then when she went after Biden and some of the other, but she was the most, really what sticks in my mind is how angry she seemed and how vitriolic she was when she went after Biden. I wouldn't have thought even that there would be a passing glance.
It was a really bad strategy.
Awful.
I'll say that. I don't really think it was personal. It was a strategy, and
I think it was a bad one. Yeah, you know, under the circumstances, anything.
Clearly, they like each other a lot, but I'm with you on that one. I disagreed with that completely. Yeah. But you know what? The truth is, it backfired on her when that happened, when she tried to go after him. So But do I think that she's intelligent and capable? Absolutely. Mm. I don't need to love everybody's personality, you know?
That's not what we're talking about now.
A lot of Republicans say they don't like Trump's personality, but they are still supporting him.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's the same thing with Kamala Harris. If she rubs people the wrong way, you know. I still think that she's smart and capable.
I don't see her sitting in the chair in the White House, though. That's the thing, for whatever the reason. I don't see that as a way. I don't know. I just don't feel like that's the place for her. 17 after the hour, it's time for you to think about your health. Or, let's see, we're in fall. So how about we fall into health? There's a huge sale going on at Calatrim. Well, it's actually at their website. TopLoss.com. The company has been reviewed by every major medical facility. Their way of losing weight has been touted and underscored, and it's proven that it just works. You follow the directions. You take the liquid, you take the capsule, whatever it is. So now they have this the fabulous results sort of speak for themselves. No interest payment on, you put it off for maybe, you can pay for it over a 3-month period on your credit card, that kind of stuff. And there are people around who have listened to this program who say they've sent these notes to me. I can't wait after listening to you to start, Debbie, this is Debbie in Alabama. I can't wait to start my weight loss journey with Calatrim. I need to lose some weight before the cold weather gets here. I spent a lot of time in rivers and lakes in the ocean in the summertime, get exercise in the wintertime, not so much. So, I mean, you can find tons of those sorts of things. There's a lady here who lost 85 pounds. She had a real problem with acid reflux. That's gone. Many ancillary things that go along with being on the Calatrim program. So, again, I could spend all morning just talking about this and what the results are. Find out for yourself. Go to TopLoss.com. When you check out, use the discount code DJV because you'll not have to pay for shipping that way. But the fall sale, which underscores how good this is, no matter how old you are and whether it's husband, wife, children, all of this sort of thing, there are other products that they have there that you can add to it. So let's say you buy 3 Calatrim capsule drugs, good for a month, by the way, and maybe you get the belly buster for 3 months, that kind of stuff. The payment plan, as I say, it can be used to help you if you need that. There should be no reason, the bottom line is, no reason for you not to do this. TopLoss.com, get on the program the natural way, the healthiest way to lose weight and keep it off. Remember, when you check out, use the discount code DJV.
If you're one of the 40 million Americans buried in student loan debt, you need to listen to this and get ready to make a call that could save your life. It could take you decades to pay off your student loans, and that's crazy. The government created a special student loan repayment program, except you don't know how it works, but we do. At Modify Student Loans, we can lower your monthly student loan payments, qualify you for loan forgiveness, and help you restore your good credit even if you're in default. If you want to lower your monthly payment, write the number down. If you owe over $10,000 in student loans or are behind in your payments, we can help you. Call right now or put this number into your smartphone. 800-693-9040. That's 800-693-9040. Lower your monthly payments and qualify for loan forgiveness. Call Modify Student Loans now. 800-693-9040. We can help to lower your monthly payments, but you've got to write this number down. 800-693-9040. That's 800-693-9040.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Favorite Adele songs. Well, it seems, Victoria, Adele is going to host next week's episode of SNL.
Yeah.
She has been out of the public eye for 3.5 years. Any picture that you and I have seen of her, we scratch our head and wonder, what in the world has she done to herself?
She's lost so much weight.
She's not as bad as Celine Dion, but man, she didn't look good at all. I think she looks awful. She looks unhealthy.
I'm very curious to see her. I love her anyway, so yeah. I'm definitely going to watch her on SNL. But I am curious to see what she looks like, you know, moving around on a screen, because a lot of the pictures that we've seen don't look great.
No. She's not the musical guest either, by the way. She's just a host. Not just a host, but the interesting... she announced yesterday she'd be on the air on SNL next week with her, the R&B artist, being the musical guest. Adele told her fans about hosting the gig on Instagram. Bloody hell. I'm so excited about this, she writes. And also absolutely terrified. My first ever hosting gig. She's always been very nervous. You know, you see her after many of her performances when she does so well. She cries. She seems very nervous. She breaks into smoking and, you know, all kinds of stuff that just calm herself down.
Barbara Streisand said she had massive stage fright for many years, and no one would ever have known that. Yeah.
I didn't know.
And one of the New Kids on the Block couldn't even get on the stage at certain times because his stage fright was so debilitating.
Huh.
So, yeah, it's a real thing.
It's difficult. If you think about it, when you're on the stage, well, if it's a nighttime gig, if it's daytime, and then you're going to see everybody. But if it's night, you can't see the audience unless they put a spotlight on the audience. You know, just have to know where your blocking is on the stage, know where to move, and that's it. So, Adele said she always wanted to do a standalone moment so I could roll up my sleeves, throw myself into it. But the time has never been right. If there was ever a time for any of us to jump head first into the deep end with our eyes closed and hope for the best, it's 2020, right? And then she continues, it'll be almost 12 years to the day that I first appeared on SNL during an election year. which went on to break my career in America, so it feels full circle. I just couldn't possibly say no. I'm beside myself that her will be the musical guest. I love her so much. I can't wait to melt into a flaming hot mess when she performs. She has twice appeared on SNL as a musical guest, first time in 2008, prior to the election. She performed Chasing Pavements. Crack this up, will you? Oh, I forget this song. Sounds a little James Bond. She did the theme for the James Bond.
Oh, that's one of my favorite James Bond theme songs.
Yeah.
Is that it's Sky? Just so perfect. Skyfall.
Skyfall, yeah.
She won the Oscar
that's
for that.
Haunting. Yeah, she did. She hasn't performed publicly for 3 years. She's teased her return on social media, though. So let's see what happens. Everybody be anticipatory about that. So good luck to Adele for the Saturday night SNL appearance. Meanwhile, at 26 after the hour on the DJV program, Victoria and I have the Biebs. Apparently a lot of them have been camping outside his apartment in New York, and he's taken a stern approach to them. He told them, this is not a hotel, it's my home. Well, that's appropriate. Why are they camping out there? Is he doing something?
Well, because he was in New York for SNL over the weekend. Ah. So, yeah. He was,
but he lives there. They're kind of crazy. Time to time.
Barely. He's an LA guy, but he has an apartment in New York, and I guess the fans found out where, and so that's where they've been the whole week.
Really? Where is it?
I don't know. I didn't look into it more, honestly, but wherever it is, it's the fans know. They had to get the cops to get the fans to move.
Leave him alone, for God's sake. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden is and always has been a corrupt politician. He always has been.
President Trump's comments against his 2020 Democratic opponent in a speech Sunday in Carson City, Nevada. The president continues.
And as far as I'm concerned, the Biden family is a criminal enterprise.
President Trump will campaign in Arizona with Election Day just over 2 weeks away. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says the coronavirus pandemic isn't improving.
Trump said at one of his rallies, we've turned the corner. Things are getting worse. He continues to lie to us about the circumstances.
The former vice president with nothing on his schedule for Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Democrats try to regain control of the Senate, they're trying to flip Montana from red to blue, where current Democratic Governor Steve Bullock...
What I've been able to do as governor, I want to bring that to the Senate.
...is running against incumbent Senator Steve Daines.
We need help from those all across our country to want to make sure that this Senate seat stays in Republican hands.
The never-ending battle over public land use has voters crossing party lines in some cases. Daines voters wanting the land to be opened up. Meanwhile, Bullock supporters are wanting more preservation.
Something like 80% of voters see it as one of their major issues. And particularly among independent voters, public lands is even more critical.
Eric Austin with Montana State University. Currently, according to the Real Clear Politics average, Daines has a 3.3% lead. President Trump's daughter-in-law says the president wasn't doing anything to provoke people to be hostile towards Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
He wasn't doing anything, I don't think, to provoke people to threaten this woman at all. He was having fun.
Laura Trump's comments there on CNN's State of the Union, the Michigan Democratic Governor Whitmer has accused the president of stoking fear in her state. Worth noting, the men arrested in the kidnapping plot against Whitmer were anti-government activists and were no fans of the president, as they posted on their social media channels. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
How do you do? What's happening here under the clear blue, the wonderful blue October sky? We bring you an update. It's the update. I guess everything we do is sort of an update. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on the Dodgers. And who are they playing? They're in the playoffs.
Tampa Bay Rays. They're in the World Series now. They beat the Braves.
They beat
the Atlanta Braves 4-3 in Game 7. That was a nail-biter for a lot of Dodger fans. And so now they're headed to their 20th appearance in the World Series in their franchise history.
So, Jennifer's not here to cheer them on, but we can do rah-rah, shish-kumbah, mm-hmm. I guess, for them. Tampa Bay doesn't seem like, it's become quite a sports city. It just doesn't seem like it just doesn't feel right to me. I don't know why.
Do you think of it more as a vacation place?
Yeah,
or?
Right. I lived in Clearwater. I had an apartment in Clearwater for a couple of years when I was working down there, and I never really took to it. Tampa is not a, kind of like St. Louis or Cincinnati. Maybe it is, because I grew up on the East Coast. Although I love Los Angeles, I love the energy in California. And there are many other places. I'm not even sure that, even though I've lived here all my life where I am, that I wouldn't be, I went to school in the Midwest, in Northwest Ohio. I looked through the rolling fields of the Midwest, and I just love, and even New York State, and some places down in New Jersey, as a matter of fact. I almost came down to there was an auction in New Jersey in farm country this weekend that I was interested in a tractor, but I just didn't have time to go down there. But there are so many beautiful, you go into the Mid-South and the farming areas, there's that peaceful, easy feeling that still is there, frankly, at least as far as the land is concerned. So anyway, that's neither here nor there. Other sports items, the Falcons have shut down their facility. They're working virtually because of the...
I think they're back now.
Oh, did they come back?
I think,
under what circumstances? I thought that was...
I think they just had to tighten their belt on. I didn't watch football this weekend, but my husband said all the games were back on. So
really,
I was assuming.
The Patriots were out for a couple of weeks. I know that
they were back this weekend.
Yeah,
I think Cam Newton was back again. I didn't see any of the football, but he was watching everything. So he said everything was kind of sort of moving forward.
Florida's coach Dan Mullen was pushing to have his school open up. They have a big stadium, 90,000 fans, I think, can get into it in Gainesville. They were supposed to play LSU. The game was postponed because of an outbreak of COVID-19 among the players, and Mullen got it. He learned his lesson the hard way. He's got it. That's what happens to a lot of people. They are, they talk a big game. Still, no matter what, there's an underscoring here that needs to be heard as often as possible. This is not a death sentence. It is not. We need to somehow or other figure out how we can get back to some normalcy. And even if it takes, it's
well, that's people. That's what is happening now. Everyone's doing that, and now we have more cases. We have the most cases now that we've had since July. So that's what happens.
But the cases
people
are not
doing it.
But they're not now as serious as they were. In terms of people being jeopardized and their life being in danger, unless your body is in danger to begin with. There are people who are getting the virus, and they're sick for 3 or 4 days, and then they go back to sort of a normal lifestyle. And
I don't know. I had a high school Zoom reunion on Saturday, and I was shocked to find out that of the 21 girls who participated, like 5 of them had the virus, and one of them had it for multiple weeks. This is not that long ago. And another friend had just recovered. She had it for 8 weeks, and she's a doctor. And she said she felt like she was going to die, and she's perfectly healthy. So I don't really like sending that message out that this is nothing to worry about, because it is still something that can affect very young, healthy people.
Well,
it doesn't mean it's a death sentence, but it can be. And I just think that people are being way too cavalier now.
I get that. That is something I don't approve of. But I also do not approve of the economic impact that this has had, because people in their fear-based thinking. And part of it is, as you are suggesting, because people have been irresponsible, selfish SOBs. So that has created this whole thing. And then people are wondering, I can't pay my bills, I don't have a job. Look at what you're doing and how you're living your life, you morons. That's really the reason that we have all of this now, the uptick in numbers again. And maybe if life isn't in danger, you still have, you've exposed yourself and others to something that has slowed down our economy and changed our way of lives in a way that is more negative than positive, as far as I can see. I think some good things have come out of this, but not a whole lot, not as much as you.
You would think, but and Chris Christie, our former New Jersey governor, he came out over the weekend and said, I was really wrong to not wear a mask. I was wrong to be at that event. He spent a week in the ICU.
Right, he's way out of shape. He's not really
Obviously, he is not a paragon of health. But he this was a real scare for him. And you could tell, he said when you spent 7 days in the ICU in isolation, and he was on remdesivir, which helped him a lot. And I think he got the same cocktail that President Trump got.
Monoclonal, they call it.
Yeah. But, not everyone also has access to that, too. I just think that, when Trump sends out that message, don't be afraid of it and live your life or whatever, He got $700,000 worth of medication. That's not available to regular people. So I just don't think it's a responsible thing. Yeah, people don't talk about that. But and I don't care because he's the president and we have to fix the president. I get it. That's fine. But it's $700,000 is what it costs to get him back to feeling like, quote-unquote, Superman.
So is he the only one who ever has had that much, that kind of treatment?
You'd have to go back to other presidents. You know, President Kennedy had a lot of treatments. I don't think it added up to $700,000. President Roosevelt, I don't know.
So I'm looking at it. Yeah, this is something. There's an analysis of 143 global studies showing the efficacy for early treatment. That is, people getting onto things. Most of it is a focus on hydrochloroquine. How about
hydroxychloroquine?
That too, yeah, okay. Well, that's probably as close as...
That seems to not be... It's weird because that seems to not be prescribed. It seems like the way that the treatments are going is, and maybe just because remdesivir is so well tolerated by people, so maybe they're, because the hydroxychloroquine is no joke. If you've got heart conditions or whatever, that's that combination is
early on, though,
should be monitored.
Hydroxychloroquine is effective early on if it's consistently used in the way that it is prescribed. A lot of people have used it, not necessarily, including Trump, when it was first out, he used it as sort of a preventative, which is not, that's not what you're supposed to do.
Doesn't do that, yeah.
No, exactly. Dennis Quaid announcing that actress Penelope Ann Miller is going to co-star with him as Nancy, his wife. He's playing Ronald Reagan and she's playing Nancy Reagan. He praised her portrayal of the late political figure as really eerie for the similarities to the real-life Nancy Reagan. She says on her own, quote, I owed it to her legacy, to her family and everybody that knows her or has known her. So it was really important that I get it right. I read at least 5 books about her, talked to press secretaries and chiefs of staff, looked at a lot of videos, and their relationship, love affair, that is the Ronnie and Nancy thing. Their partnership, as everybody knows, was paramount to none. So she's trying to get into that. I think that Quaid's probably a good choice. Somehow or other, I can see his face. I think he's played Reagan before in some other circumstance. I'm not sure when or how. Reagan.
I don't know. I feel like Penelope Ann Miller is a really good choice for Nancy Reagan. I am the opposite of you. I'm having a very hard time picturing Dennis Quaid as Reagan. Yeah. But if he does a good job, then it's an interesting story. I'd like to see it. I'm having a hard time picturing.
John Voight is in it, too. I wonder what he's playing.
The story is, it follows the Reagans through the eyes of a fictional KGB agent, and John Voight is the KGB agent.
Ah, really?
So, that's interesting. Yeah.
Boyd came out this weekend, not that it's any surprise, to strongly endorse Trump. Yeah, he's really he's one of the few in Hollywood that has the balsam to stand up and be countered when it comes to supporting Trump. Whether you like Trump or you don't like Trump, in Hollywood it takes a lot of chutzpah to speak out, and Boyd has done that pretty consistently. I remember him being at an event that I was at, and I was surprised how tall and gangly he is. That's what I took away from he's a very tall guy, and not, you know, he looks heavier. The screen, the camera always makes you look heavier than you really are. Have you ever noticed, you ever did anything on camera?
Yeah.
It always makes you look a little wider than you are.
Mm-hmm.
Voight apparently is tracking the path to the presidency. Why was Reagan so polarizing? I kind of liked him. I always thought I liked his attitude. Didn't like everything he did, but then why should you like everything everybody? I just thought he was somebody that you felt like you could get along or go along with him. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you
I don't. I was, you know.
But you weren't around then, so.
I can't comment on it.
Yeah.
You know, historically, I think that he was polarizing because he had a lot of controversial moments during his presidency, you know, whether it's selling arms or denying AIDS.
Yeah, but he made life more comfortable with the Soviet Union. And you could argue that he was responsible, at least in part, for the breakup of the Soviet Union. So that was something that all of us needed to measure. At least in my lifetime, at that time, we were all pretty uncomfortable. It was mm-hmm. It was kind of like, you know, I don't know why we aren't more uncomfortable with the Chinese. It just isn't a hot war. But if you don't think we're at war with the Chinese at the moment, you're kidding yourself. It's a very uncomfortable, very uncomfortable relationship. And we still, I think a lot of people are in denial about it. You know, see the people buying things still. I was in the hardware store on Saturday getting some stuff, and there was a table of things that were selling for 10 cents on the dollar. And I looked at them, and they were all made in China. So the guy that owns the hardware store is a friend. And I said, what's this table? He said, I can't sell these. So I'm just basically giving them away. People won't buy these tools because they're made in China.
Well, the power of consumerism is, you know, it's...
Let's hope.
It's quite a force. And so I think if people are really looking at where stuff is made and they don't want to buy it because it's not made in America or not made in somewhere else other than China, I think that, you know, eventually this is going to hit... It's going to hit China and their economy. Yeah,
yep.
It will.
It's about time. By the way, talking about support for Trump, just as an anecdotal, I noticed that Kirstie Alley, remember her from Cheers and lots of other movies and TV mm-hmm. shows? She has been, I don't know that this is new for her, because I think I remember her before being a supporter of Trump or other Republicans. And she went on the record over the weekend saying she intended to vote for Trump. Because the people that don't like, you know, liberals in L.A. don't like that sort of thing. She was sort of chastised for it. But why would you be chastised? I mean, if I said you wouldn't chastise Jennifer, you don't agree with her because you don't vote for him. But why would you wouldn't chastise? I wouldn't. I let people.
Yeah, but
you
when
know,
she
even...
goes on social media and makes, I mean, she's just she invited that in. You know,
how so? What did she say that was?
I don't follow her, but I saw the headlines. So she made the announcement on social media, and so you know if you leave your comments open to the public, well then it's not just Hollywood that's telling her. You know, it's there are he is not that popular, and so and he's you know he is very controversial. So, but look, that's what she does though. Truthfully, this is what she does all the time. Every time there's an election, if everybody you know was if everyone in Hollywood liked person X, then she's going to be the one to come out and try to make a you know get herself back into the mainstream because she's been a nobody for a really long time. So now this is how she gets to be, you know, now she gets to have people talking about her.
Yeah, back in the focus.
I don't care who she votes for. I
don't
really
either,
don't.
I don't. That's the whole thing. If Leonardo DiCaprio went public and said, "I'm voting for Trump," and people say, "Oh my God, can you imagine DiCaprio voting for Trump? He's great friends of Bob De Niro, and De Niro hates Trump. Can you imagine? Does it destroy their friend? Come on, who cares really? Get a life. Pay attention to your own life and figure out who you're going to vote for." If you haven't already, I think most everybody has, pretty much. I agree with you on that.
Anyone who claims, and this we were talking about this over the weekend, anyone who claims to be undecided at this point is just lying, because you know who you're going to vote for, but you don't want to say who you're voting for, because either if you say you're going to vote for Trump, then you know that's unpopular, and so you don't want to say it, or if you say you're going to vote for Biden, then if you're in, you know, a group of Republicans, you know that's going to be unpopular. So anyone who says, "I'm undecided," is just lying. They just don't have the balls to just say who they're voting for.
All right. Well, there you heard it first from Victoria Keelan here.
And that's my poll of the day.
There you go. Right. Poll done. Everything's over. All right. There is I'm taking a poll here about what people are doing to get a better night's rest. And most people who experience the Giza Dream sheets, those sets that are available. As a matter of fact, all the things that are at MyPillow.com, the Roll and Go travel pillows, the accessory pillows, the seat cushions. I got one for my truck, as a matter of fact, because my seat's a little old and I need a seat cushion and it makes me very comfortable. Get on board at MyPillow.com. Buy everything there. Two for the price of one, the special this week. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Three after the hour, it's Tech Talk time for Monday. Monday the 19th is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan to go through several of the items that you may or may not have heard a little about and you want to know more. For example, Peloton has recalled a lot of bikes because people are getting hurt. Was the pedal falling off? What is that?
Well, I'm not sure if they're falling off, but it's definitely causing injuries. So Peloton, if you have a Peloton that was made between July of 2013 and May of 2016, those are the clip-on pedals. 27,000 of them have been recalled, and there's a defect there that causes them to break off at the axle. And while you're riding these bikes, you know, these are you're going at a really good speed, and so apparently that's what's happening. A lot of people have reported, 120 people have reported injuries and broken pedals while they're riding. So some people needed stitches because it's, you know, the pedal flies off, and the other thing is your shoes are attached to the pedals, so that makes it extra. That makes it more stable when you're riding. But yeah, but if the pedal breaks off, your foot is attached to it, so it's pretty scary. I don't know how they didn't make this announcement sooner, to be honest, because, you know, we know Peloton, we've been talking about this for months. Peloton sales have been, they have 113% spike in new customers over last year's. They had 3.1 million subscribers, and that's what they have now, who are currently on the bikes and watching the live videos and things like that, those, the spin classes. But I'm just surprised that they didn't mention this sooner. But now I guess the cat's out of the bag and people are complaining. So Peloton is actually telling people to stop using these pedals. So I'm not sure what you're supposed to do, but you won't be able to be exercising. But these are like $2,000 bikes. This is an investment. So Peloton has a lot of gyms are still closed around the country, depending on where you are and how many, you know, cases of COVID there are. So a lot of people have just set up their home gym. I did this too. I bought a spin bike. I didn't buy one of these, but I bought a cheapie. Yeah. But yeah, a lot of people have just been, you know, setting up their own gym workout spaces at home. And so this is going to be a huge bummer for people if they're not really allowed to use the Peloton until the new pedals get shipped to them. But, of course, during the pandemic, one of the other things that happened, Peloton sold a lot of bikes, but they also had a breakdown in back orders because their supply chain was interrupted. And I'm not sure if it was made in China or if it's just the fact that people weren't working in factories. Mm-hmm. So this is going to take a little while to kind of recover and get back into their natural, you know, into their normal way of producing these bikes and all the parts that go with them. But
right.
If you have a Peloton, look at, you know, if you don't know what year you've got it, look it up online, and they'll be able to tell you the specific model, so you'll know if you're in danger or not.
Everybody needs to be careful about that. All right, there's a new Mad Max spinoff in development. Let's get that scoop.
The Geek Out. One of the best movies in the last 10 years was George Miller's most excellent addition to the Mad Max franchise, Fury Road. The story, the visuals, all of it was outstanding, but the character of Furiosa, played by Charlize Theron, really stood out and was highlighted by the writer-director as having, quote, a deep backstory. Well, that's going to be put to the test because reports are a new addition to the Mad Max brand is in advanced development and will be a spinoff of the backstory of Furiosa. Now, the character will not be played by Theron, but actress Anya Taylor-Joy, who you may remember from the comic book movie Glass, and will also include Thor's Chris Hemsworth. We'll keep you posted about Furiosa as we learn more here at The Geek Out.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
All right, let's see what's up with Facebook. And now they're canceling ads. How's that working out for them?
Well, Facebook's Vice President of Global Affairs, Nick Clegg is his name. Over the weekend, he was in France at a conference, and he said that Facebook has rejected 2.2 million ads across Facebook and Instagram because the ads were trying to obstruct voting in our presidential election. They've also withdrawn 120,000 posts. They placed warnings on 150 million posts for the same reason. And so Facebook said they've used artificial intelligence to delete billions of posts and fake accounts. This is stuff coming from Russia, coming from China, coming from Iran. They have now partnered with 70 media outlets, including 5 in France where he was speaking, to verify information. So it's not just Facebook fact-checking. It's using a lot of other algorithms. They're using other media sources to figure out, you know, if something is accurate or not. Once again, stop getting your political information from Facebook. It's not real. It's not real.
Hello. Ding, 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 ding. Everybody home? Anybody home? It's just a... But it's easy, Victoria. It's right there.
So I guess.
All right. Okay, 59 past the hour on today's DJV program.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.